Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, Hour Number 3. Every couple of weeks, we have Matthew back on for Hour 3 on Wednesdays. And Matthew Justin Deagle, he is a linguist and multilingual. He has studied Oriental medicine, functional medicine. He is currently studying journalism and languages in the University of Northern Arizona. And he has an interesting website, which is MatthewDeagleAstrology.com, which is biblical astrology based on the mathematics of the quantum universe. And Matthew, you've got some opinions about what's going on in terms of politics. We've had you on the show yesterday, John W. Spring, and I'm kind of agitated that Trump's not doing everything to actually kind of straighten away the mess that's going on. I saw some of the hearings this morning on news with Senator Grassley trying to introduce him, being interrupted by Kamala Harris and a bevy of maniacs in the crowd that were invited by invitation only from senators. And as they're being taken out of the room and arrested, they're actually passed cash because they've been paid off by Soros and other left-wing globalist organizations. This is an insanity. I mean, if we're going to become a banana republic, why don't we need to put a greenhouse everywhere, including Alaska, so we can have bananas growing in every state? I don't know. Your analysis is, and this is my impression, and I'm going to be kind of cruel here, but I think it's necessary, that Trump right now has done a lot of great things for the economy, but he's not in real control. And you mentioned that the Special Operations Division, since the 2008 Article 51 that Bush put in 2007, 2008 when the financial collapse happened, the authority of the presidency, including during the reign of Obama and Trump, is gone. That in fact the intel agencies in the deep state and the media, people like Facebook, Twitter, and Google, which is now collaborating with China to suppress their own population, the deep state's taken over. And really, I think Trump is basically holding back the superstorm, but he's not stopping it. In fact, if anything, he's just, in a sense, a distraction from what's happening to the world, isn't he?
Well, I'd say he's a distraction because, like I said on last program, since FDR, since World War II, basically, a secret illegal intelligence agency has been taking over the U.S., all right, and they fully took over after 9/11 under George Bush.
Right.
George Bush Jr. And as I said, I mean, there's different patterns of in which this prophecy of seven heads of the dragon, or whatever you want to call it.
You know, the biblical prophecy about the seven heads that give power for 1 hour to the beast, right?
There's various different manifestations of it, right, throughout the world. But the most significant of the actual seven kings, 666. And these are, there's different forms of 666, right, but the total absolute form of 666 is what's called the seven in 666, which is generation of contradiction and destroying things that interfere with your evil plan. So it's the power of evil, the anti-logos.
Right.
And this was manifest in seven presidents already, ending with George W. Bush.
Right.
And these seven anti-logoi, are, which means that they're against the power of the cosmos that excludes the forbidden, which would destroy life if it were allowed. But what they do is they destroy the truth and they replace it with falsehood, and they destroy and eliminate the factor of survival and introduce the factor of death.
Right.
These people,
which is why, in many ways, George Bush Jr. was one of the worst presidents we've ever had.
Yeah,
he not only did preside over 9/11, but he also presided over this act, Article 51, didn't he?
Yeah, he was basically an incarnation of the devil, you might say. And, I mean, something you have to realize about these people is that they're really good at pretending to be whatever you want them to appear to be, right?
Right.
It's very devious, and you wouldn't believe the level at which deception goes on with these particular people, the anti-logoi, or the 666. But there's different layers of it, right? There's different people who were involved. The main people who were involved since SAD was created, the Special Activities Division of the CIA, was originally created in its proto-form by FDR, and then officially established by Harry Truman, and JFK developed it into the current form. So JFK founded SAD, and he was murdered by them a year later.
Right.
Now, he was murdered by them with the collusion of the Israelis and the Mafia, as well as the Vice President, LBJ, who was one of these 666.
Right. And LBJ, in fact, had a meeting the night before the assassination of President JFK. So LBJ was the devil, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was. I'll explain to you. FDR was the first one in the list of the actual kings of evil, as we call them, or 666, the anti-logoi. Then it was Truman. Truman came to power also when the president died during his when he was vice president.
Right.
And he and Truman was actually, he rose to power through the Irish mob in St. Louis. That's actually, he invited them over to the White House for whiskey and poker. So the guy was involved in organized crime, and he was connected with the Israelis. LBJ, of course, was the third one, because he participated in the SAD assassination of JFK, because JFK was going to, among other things, cut back the privileges, so-called, of the CIA, and he was also going to forced the Israelis to cancel their nuclear program. So the Sicilian mafia assassinated him on behalf of the SAD. Then there was Nixon, of course, with the Watergate scandal and his spying on citizens and breaking and entering into the Democratic campaign and so forth. Nixon was also directly involved in SAD, and he gave them more powers than they already had in order to spy on his supposed enemies, his own personal political enemies. Then there was George Bush Sr. was one of these 666 as well. And as you'll notice, Reagan, when he was president, he was shot at, which suggests to me Bush Sr. was trying to pull an LBJ there. He was trying
to assassinate him so he would take over, which... I heard from my sources.
That he would,
The last years of Reagan's presidency was basically ruled primarily by George Bush Sr.
It was run by.
By Bush. Reagan was not a functional president in the last few years.
Reagan was eventually he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but. We're talking Bush Sr. tried to have him murdered in order to become president. Okay, this is the same thing LBJ did. Because Bush Sr. is one of these Satans incarnate. He's evil incarnate.
Right.
He'll do anything.
Well, even the Bush family, by the way, they consider George Bush Sr. is considered Bill Clinton George Bush Jr.'s brother. And, of course, it was during 9/11, which was an inside job. This is why I had a comment from a lady up in Canada. Her name is Eleanor. And she made the comment that Alex Jones was out of control. I watched the Leandra Bernstein video, and I don't think Alex is out of control. Now, there's times when he is out of control, and he's spurting and going crazy.
Well,
but to be honest with you...
I don't know what the Alex Jones controversy is. But whatever the case, I'm talking about
let me insert this one comment. Well, let me insert this comment, though. Mm-hmm. The importance of this is... The left wants to silence everybody. That means you, me, anybody that raises any questions, the questions of deep state.
This is all control, you understand? It's all manipulation in order to distract you. These fake controversies that are created by SAD, like tranny bathrooms or whatever, it doesn't matter, right? This stuff doesn't matter. It's just, they're just they're provoking hysteria on purpose in order to distract from their own criminal activities as they take power, you see.
Right.
I mean, these are people who did 9/11, understand? The people who did Oklahoma City, it is bad. They did those terror attacks on our citizens.
Right.
And some members of SAD who were presidents were, for example, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush. So in the count up to seven, that gives you seven already from FDR up to George W. Bush. And after that, what happened is, you'll know in the prophecy, it says he continued but a short time. What does that mean? Well, 9/11, when SAD took over.
Yeah, 9/11's coming up next week. I believe it's Tuesday.
These guys aren't the only 666s in politics, right? Like Dick Cheney and Mitt Romney are also 666.
Right.
They're also evil incarnate.
Yeah, by the way, Dick Cheney's name in the White House was Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, Darth Vader and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The issue of Alex. Alex is, you know, sometimes he'll make statements, or sometimes out of context he'll take his statements, because he makes a lot of things and he's a bit of an actor and he gets a little bit overheated at times. But he raises important questions. 9/11 was an inside job. Oklahoma City was done by the government, okay? And the fact is, even with Sandy Hook,
Jones is getting distracted. I mean, he's even being distracted by this propaganda these days. I mean, he's debating the stuff that the public is talking about, and it's nonsense. But the reason
debating what stuff? What is he debating?
The supposed controversy about like tranny bathrooms and stuff like that. You know, he and Paul Joseph Blossom especially are always talking about stuff like that. All that stuff is just a distraction.
Oh, I agree it's a distraction.
From what he was talking about to begin with, which is that Oklahoma City and 9/11 were done by SAD, the secret CIA. Right?
Oh, yeah, I don't think he's deviated on that. But where I get concerned, for example, I had Jim Fetzer on the show, and I have actual documents from the FBI that they actually did a war game that day. Now, it's not the fact that they won't kill kids at Sandy Hook, but...
If any listeners are skeptical, just go ahead and watch Alex Jones' video, 9/11, The Roads of Tyranny, because that shows everything about Oklahoma City and 9/11 being an inside job. And, you know, it's because of these people in power, like George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, are literally evil incarnate. They're 666. They're the 7 and 666. They'll do anything.
Well, my colleague that I've had on the show a number of times... Since last January, let me tell you this, Matt. Since I had on January this year, Cody Snodgrass, CIA munitions expert, who was actually tasked to be paid $1 million to blow up the Murrah building, he's corroborated everything I said when I got fired in death threats at CECOM.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of. I mean, we've already, as I said, Alex Jones has already exhaustively gone into all the suspicious stuff that happened.
Yeah, but he hasn't had first-hand knowledge like I have. I was there doing the exit exam at all five munitions experts.
That's a good example right there of how They eliminate the truth. I mean, they've been doing this since World War II. They made up a bunch of fake history that most people believe worldwide. And about World War II, for example, about the Germans, most of it's exaggerated or made up as propaganda. Well, similarly, they've also put out tons of propaganda to cover up that they were behind 9/11. So that there's a bunch of fake skeptics on the internet and things like that who don't go into or address the real questions about 9/11. And this exculpates the criminals who were behind it. Now, these people understand that Osama bin Laden was an employee of Thad until his death, all right, if he even died. They knew exactly where he was the entire time.
Right.
They knew he was in Pakistan being housed by the Pakistanis, funded by the Saudis, right? So the Laden family were actually paying to have housed in a suburb next to a golf course in Pakistan. He wasn't in an underground bunker hiding from the satellites or something, okay? The guy was literally playing golf in Pakistan. And the CIA damn well knew it. And they didn't do anything about it.
Because his CIA name is Tim Osman. Right?
Because until the day he died, bin Laden was a CIA agent.
Right, exactly.
Not the official CIA. I'm talking about the illegal CIA that ties in with the Israelis and the Saudis.
Exactly.
As I said, Thad is the man of lawlessness. It's the 666.
Right.
It's a completely lawless organization which is attempting world domination. And the people involved, like George Bush and Bush Sr., are full-on criminals. They're involved in organized crime. You'll see this with Truman. Truman has publicly known organized crime connections. LBJ also has publicly known organized crime connections. And these other guys are a bit more secretive about it, I guess. But you can infer that they, too, are involved in organized crime. But Truman is a very obvious example. Now, this guy was the president at the end of World War II. He dropped nuclear bombs on civilians. And the guy was put in power originally in St. Louis by the Irish mob. And then once he rose to power as the president, he was supported heavily by the Israelis, which is why he founded the State of Israel.
Right.
You see? And, of course, Israel itself, as I've said before, is just a nominal state. It was created by Truman for the purpose of harboring illegal CIA activities without the USA taking responsibility for it. So a lot of the stuff the Israelis do is actually secret illegal CIA operations. Like when they go in and they attack a country before the U.S. does, or when they instigate wars or commit acts of terror, that's sad doing that using the Israelis as their agents.
Right.
You see? Because the Israelis are actually just, and always have been, right? The Israelis, or the Jews, so-called, have always been mercenaries who will carry out acts of...
Exactly. Well, the nuclear division of the Israeli Mossad did 9/11.
Yeah. So, for example, all the stuff that Hitler blamed the Jews for was being done by Israeli mercenaries on behalf of the UK. Right? The British were hiring Israelis. Now, we call them Israelis now. I think that's the most accurate term because it's not all Jews. It's the same people who are in Israel now, right? Well, the Israelis carried out acts of sabotage in Germany on behalf of the UK in order to stall Germany's spread as an empire. And the entire Jewish population was blamed for this, but these Israelis don't care, right? This is what they do. They like you to think that all the Jews are involved in conspiracy.
Well, yeah, exactly.
These crimes.
In fact,
they don't want you, they especially don't want you to trace to their sponsors, the people that hire them to commit these acts of terrorism and sabotage, which are, as a rule, powerful countries like the UK and the USA. And at this point, Israel, as I said, is basically not a real country. It's just a nominal state run by Thad. It's run by the illegal CIA, and they use it as well as Saudi Arabia, right? That's another country that doesn't actually have any independence. It's run by organized crime, and it is owned by the illegal version of the CIA stat.
Right.
Now, these people understand, as I said, this is the prophesied man of lawlessness because they literally have no laws. They don't follow any laws. The stat was created on purpose in order to carry out illegal activities so the USA would not be held accountable. And that's essentially what's going on here, you see. They used Israeli and Palestinian mercenaries to carry out 9/11 and Oklahoma City to assist it, while Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, also a sad operation, carried out the hijackings, you see? This is actually what happened. And the true story is just almost too bad to be believed, but it's what's really going on. And I think George Bush was the seventh one, because he continued a short while, because on 9/11, that's when SAD took over, you see, and they took over entirely in 2008. When he, because the year before, he had issued that Presidential Directive 51.
Right. So basically, we're treading water.
Yeah. Trump and Obama are just a distraction. SAD is in control, and they're going to bring about Armageddon here very soon.
Yeah, and the New World Order, by the way, is ready to close it on every nation on Earth. Yeah. It's coming from America, isn't it?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You have a service over at Master Deagle Astrology. You use mathematical principles and group behavior principles to actually predict what's next. Let me finish my question. Yeah. What I'd like you to do is kind of predict the various possible branch points where things could happen. For example, branch point number one, let's say the Democrats take over the House but not the Senate. Branch point two, 2020, we have Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren who want to run for president. They're basically globalists. They're not pro-American.
Well, and these people are, as I said, Elizabeth Warren is maybe a pick of theirs because they want to have some naive figurehead in power that they manipulate, like they do with Merkel, right? Merkel is also a SAD agent who's subliminally manipulated by them in order to carry out their plans. And some of their plans, you wouldn't believe how stupid and sick they are. For example, the real reason why SAD wants all these refugees in Europe is A, so they can commit acts of terrorism using their terrorist agents there to instigate to this kind of totalitarian reforms that we already have in the U.S., you see? So we already have totalitarian reforms due to 9/11. That's when SAD took over the U.S., you understand? It's already over. The U.S. is already owned by 666, and it's going down. And there's no way we can stop it at this point. So I'm warning people that you do not want to be that when 2029 to 2033 comes along, you want to be somewhere safe and not in a big city that's going to be targeted for nuclear attacks, because that's what's going to happen. And as I said, these people, they don't care at all about the consequences of their actions. They're totally evil. And as I said, a good example, it's not just those people I named, like Bush and LBJ and Truman. Yes, they were indeed evil incarnate. But it's also other people who are seeking power who also have the same mentality, like Mitt Romney, for example. He is actually, as I said during the break, Mitt Romney is literally Satan. And I mean, I don't just mean that he's like, I don't think Satan's just one guy or is isolated to one person at a time.
It's a Satan principle, is what you mean.
And because of the Satan principle, the anti-logos, which means it's a force and power of evil that destroys everything in its path that gets in its way, and which essentially what it does is it destroys the truth and replaces it with falsehood and destroys the good and replaces it with bad.
Let me throw...
Because the natural and the good, the logical, the natural and the good, contradict the
evil. Can you predict it? Can you predict
it? They have to eliminate it in order to eliminate the contradiction of themselves.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Matt. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that the Dems are likely with their... excuse me, to take over the House in 2018.
We've gotten precariously close to these people getting in power again. And as I said, I mean, that's the way you have to look at it. They are pure, they're the absolute evil.
Yeah, well, let me ask you my question. You think that if the Dems take over the House in 2018, what do you think will happen?
I think that's just another machination of who's behind the scenes running the show. As I said, in 2001 to 2008, Thad took over the U.S. They're the commander in chief since 2008 because they have that presidential directive 51, which essentially secretly said that Thad would be in control and would become the commander in chief in the event of a catastrophic emergency, including an economic one. And then that happened later that year. You understand, Thad has been taking power since 9/11. Since before that, they were accumulating privileges. To commit crimes on behalf of the CIA. But since 2001, they control the U.S. You understand? They control our foreign policy.
Right.
They control our
military. Right.
That's why Barack Obama couldn't do anything that he claimed he wanted to do during his election. He wasn't able to pull back on any of the surveillance. He wasn't able to repeal the Patriot Act. He wasn't able to cease our military activities like he said he was going to. You understand that Obama couldn't do anything because he wasn't actually the commander-in-chief. Thad was, and they told him what to do. Same thing with Trump. He has no choice. As soon as he got in office, he had the dire realization that he's not in power. He's not telling us this because they're probably going to kill him if he says anything. But
he's a grave danger. If they don't impeach him, everybody's calling for it on the left and the globalists.
It's all a distraction, you understand? It doesn't matter who's president anymore because the people in power are already in control dictatorially behind the scenes.
Well, they're the same ones that are also connected to the deep agencies like Google that's actually working with the tyranny of China.
The people in control of the United States now, Thad, are the biggest terrorists that we've ever seen. They're behind... Right. Al-Qaeda, as I said, Bin Laden was a Thad agent. They're behind Oklahoma City. There was a Palestinian mercenary, an Israeli mercenary from Palestine, who was assisting Timothy McVeigh. And they call him John Doe number two. And on 9/11, I mean, there was also, similarly, Israeli mercenary activity as well as Al-Qaeda, which itself, as I said, is literally a Thad operation.
Right.
Saudi Arabia itself, that's why they never criticize Saudi Arabia, because the entire country is already owned by the illegal Thad. And so I'm saying that these people are the terrorists. They created ISIS as well. They are, as I said, they're evil incarnate.
Well, that's why John McCain, who just recently died, did selfie pictures in a town near Amman, Jordan, in 2009, because we actually supported...
It's suspicious. Yeah. McCain might just be an idiot, I don't know, it's suspicious, but I'm telling you that Bush and Cheney know what the hell they're doing, okay? Bush and Cheney, and Mitt Romney, they know what they're doing, right? These people are Satans. They are...
What's your predictions, Matt? I want you to put on your prediction.
Put on a good show. They
put on your Swami hat and...
See, but behind the show... Right, but because they have no real personality,
stop for a second. Give me a prediction with your analysis. What are your predictions for 2018? Let's say if we get through a squeaker and Trump makes it, but let's say that it goes bad, and we have, let's say, a slight majority of Democrats.
I'm saying it doesn't matter. Since 9/11, Armageddon is going to happen in 2033, and you just have to prepare for it. And I don't mean like everybody's going to die, but the majority of people are going to die. In the Northern Hemisphere. It's World War III. And it started in 2001 with 9/11. That was when Thad terrorized the American people in order to put themselves in unlimited power, which they did. That's what the boundless informants and so forth are part of. It was them using the NSA to develop these technologies so they could then illegally transfer them to Israel and use them to spy on everybody illegally. So they're already doing this. You understand, they're already mind controlling the population, spying on everyone, and pushing for a war with Russia, and they will do it. There's nothing stopping them.
Well, the Russians are fully aware that they're pushing for a war with Russia, and the Russians are
point now because of all our degeneration and
by the way, Russia's
foolishness.
Russia's tooling up for a war, aren't they?
Not because, for example, I mean, most Americans are so naive; they don't even think about how Truman was involved in the mob. They don't even think about what a horrible person he was. They just think he was a hero of World War II. But I'm telling you that the history, even since World War II, is all a lie. It's the exact opposite of the truth. Truman was a criminal, and he was worse than that. I'm telling you, he was evil.
Well, here's my prediction.
He came to power through a series of mysterious coincidences as well.
Matthew, let me put a theory forward, and I want to hear your response to it. My theory is Trump is going to get through this 2018 election by a squeaker. Maybe a small number of Republicans in the House. Let me finish this.
Yep.
No, the reason I want to mention this is important. That I think he's going to get through this weaker. Uh-huh. I think that Trump is probably going to get reelected in 2020. But the amount of things going on behind the scenes... While Trump is doing this, there's a lot of deep state things that are happening behind the scenes. So even if Trump wins...
Trump can hardly do anything. All he can do is... cut back taxes and stuff like that. That's all he can do.
That's my point. My point is, it's going to be a lot of prestidigitation. Watch the right hand while the left hand's doing the magic trick, right?
I'm saying, like, you need to wait for somebody to come out here and claim to be some kind of messianic figure here, Stu. This is going on behind the scenes already. It's like Keith Raniere, but it's worse. Okay, it's like Jim Jones.
Okay.
Jim Jones the Second is what I call it. Jim Jones the Second.
So you're expecting that kind of figure to show up, right?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So in an opening statement, do you think that even all the stuff about Senate hearings, about Facebook, Twitter, and so on, this is also a distraction, too, isn't it?
Everything's a distraction. They foment the stupidest extreme people in order to get us to think about stuff that doesn't matter. Right? As I use the example of tranny bathrooms, people who think that Trump is fascist or whatever. It's all stupid because, first of all, Trump, even if he were a fascist, couldn't be one because he's not the commander-in-chief. As you can see, he has no influence over foreign policy. He has no influence over the CIA. They just do whatever they want. The president does not have control over any of these things anymore because Thad controls them now. Thad runs the CIA, FBI, DOD, and
that's why it has
an established train wreck of foreign policy that the president can do nothing about because of George W. Bush. So that's why Obama, for 8 years, just continued what Bush was doing. In fact, was even worse because he wasn't in power. It was the same people that Bush put in power and that put themselves in power with 9/11. So this is what's going on, as I said. This train wreck is evil. We put the spawn of Satan in power, and we are doomed. So you just have to escape before it's too late. My message is not to worry about this nonsense and distraction, but to worry about surviving in 2033. Because it's going to be thermonuclear Armageddon.
I can't see anything that America is doing for missile defense or defense against chemical biological weapons. I see the globalists trying to let me finish. I see that the globalists trying to make sure they maintain the dialectic of evil against Russia, so Russia will tool up with more advanced weapons.
Well, not trying. They just don't care. It's like their mentality is either I take over the world or we both die in a fire. Those are psychopathic lunatics. And they know that Russia is developing its unconventional weapons capabilities. They just don't care, because if push comes to shove, they would rather die than let Russia be in power or somebody other than the U.S. That's what they're like. You understand? They are evil incarnate, crazy kamikaze warriors. And that's what's going on here. These complete lunatics are taking power. And as I said, you can see the adumbrations of their mind control research and stuff like Keith Raniere. He's affiliated with SAD himself, and you can see what happened there. He has all these women branded and mind controlled. Well, that's what the SAD itself is doing as well. Jim Jones II and SAD is doing this on a larger scale with certain individuals under his control, like Condoleezza Rice and Angela Merkel, for example, as well as probably some of these other female politicians we've seen appear recently. Are what I call Jimbos, or mind-controlled bimbos of Jim Jones II.
Right.
And I call him Jim Jones II because he's Jim Jones, right? He's got the same operandi as Jim Jones. He's a fake messianic figure who claims to be saving.
But a good sign that you're absolutely right on is that
brainwashes. Yeah.
Yeah. A good sign of this is that the news media wrings their hands, but nobody goes to jail. Hillary Clinton and Podesta and everything, nobody goes to jail. Nobody wears orange. Other than people, idiots like this one, Reality Winner.
Well, I mean, you understand the SAD can't go to jail because they made it. They made it an organization which doesn't have any laws. They have a license to kill. They can commit any crime they want. They're criminals, right? They're a criminal organization. But it's just gotten a lot worse because, you see, 9/11 put SAD gradually in the next 7 years in power of as the actual commander-in-chief of the U.S. So it doesn't matter who you vote for now. It doesn't matter what politicians do, because the most significant factors of politics, foreign policy, the military, and domestic surveillance and things like that, the president has no say about. And they cannot do anything about it because these people have immense power now.
Well, what is it? Okay, besides mentioning 2033, what do you think is what's going to happen between that, the intervening between now and then? What's your analysis of that? If you look at the symbology
I think my prediction is that in 2028, either through election, quite possibly just as an elected president, or through some kind of coup, that this Jim Jones II false messiah will come to power. He will soon after. He'll claim to be bringing peace to the world and all this, and he'll have everybody under his mind control spell. And then he will, within a few years there, within about 5 years, he will be embroiled. He'll be either assassinated and his followers will attack Russia, or he will himself become embroiled first in a nuclear war with Russia. I think it's quite likely, given the pattern of Jim Jones, that in the face of failure, this type of person, as well as his followers, are likely to commit mass murder suicide. So that's what's going to happen here, is they will destroy the United States, just like how Jim Jones gave Kool-Aid laced with cyanide to his followers, or Flavor-Aid. You see? It's the same thing. These people, in the end, always commit suicide because they're in a war with reality. They're in a battle against nature and truth, and they can't win. So eventually they get frustrated, and they collapse into a suicidal mania, and that's when they kill themselves and everybody around them. So that's what's going to happen here, is that people are so stupid and naive. I mean, you think about it to begin with. They're naive enough to think Truman was some kind of hero when he was actually Satan incarnate. Well, it's worse than that. I mean, our whole history since World War II is fabricated and distorted. That's why we don't know about things like JFK's assassination involving the Mafia and CIA. We don't know about things like LBJ's girlfriend claiming that he was talking about killing JFK. We don't know about things like Oklahoma City involving a Palestinian mercenary, or all the suspicious events around 9/11. Our history is made up, everything's a lie, and we are being gradually brainwashed into servitude to this cult.
Well, we know the Patriot Act was being built for years before 9/11 happened. It didn't happen in a matter of...
And the European Union was created by American billionaires in 1954 at the Bilderberg Conference. The European Union is just a trick on Europeans to assimilate them into the United States. You understand? It was created by the people of Bohemian Grove at Bilderberg. And though that is the real secret society behind a lot of this stuff. It's called the Americans, which still exists, and is the actual so-called Illuminati.
So that's interesting, Matt, because when people look at it biblically and talk to pastors...
They use an inconspicuous term, Americans, because it's an easy way of covering up what they mean when they say Americans, right? They say they're an American. What that really means is that they're a member of the secret society that's trying to take over the world. Well, like, for example, you'll notice in that 9/11 martial law video with Alex Jones, in a strangely out-of-context way, Michael Moore says that to ask the real questions about 9/11 would be un-American, which means Michael Moore is probably a member of the secret society. You see, this is just how sick and deceptive they are. They're like, you know, they're like a different species almost, how evil and deceptive these people are. And they're coordinated somehow in a hierarchical fashion, as if they have some kind of dictator behind the scenes in their secret society, which I think has to be the case. Otherwise, look at most organized crime. They don't have any. They're treacherous, and they're loosely bound together. But these people are very calculated and controlled. They have long-term plans. So there's got to be something very totalitarian and hierarchical behind
them. Well, and of course, when the cyber war basically against the population, This is a form of totalitarianism that would have been a wet dream of any dictator in the ancient past, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is, as I said, what's going on right now, SDAD is the worst, the most evil government of all time. It makes everything else, makes Hitler and Stalin seem like bunnies in comparison. And
bunnies, that's good.
Controls. Since 9/11, the terrorists control the U.S. That's what I want people to realize. That they're going to start a war with Russia, that what they're saying about Russia is mostly lies. They actually assassinated Alexander Litvinenko themselves using the same method they used to assassinate Yasser Arafat in Israel.
Okay. Yeah, the polonium.
So, yes.
What do you think about the latest where they tried, the British agents are trying to claim that Russia did it? In fact, I saw on the news this morning.
That shows that SDAD runs Britain. You understand? And SDAD has a control on British police.
They even have the names of two agents. They say... were the ones that did it, but flew in from Russia, and they have the names of two agents.
This is all sad. They did all of it.
Living I know that.
Their agent.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in other words, batten down the hatches, get yourself prepared.
Don't be naive. Don't trust people like Truman. Okay, that's what I'm telling you. Don't trust George Bush.
And in other words, get out of the big cities. Get out of parts of America that are near military bases.
This is a man of peace, you know.
Right.
Sometimes Satan comes as a man of peace, like Bob Dylan said.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Bob made his deal too, didn't he?
Well, I don't know about his deal. I mean, it's kind of silly, but
he's a bit of a comedian too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for your analysis, Matthew. That was amazing. We'll have you back in 2 weeks. We should do some simulcasts this weekend. Again, visit MatthewDeagleAstrology.com to get a personal assessment and save also on your nutriments.
How well?
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.